Good morning. Welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church here in Hoyleton, Illinois. My name is Pastor Nate Wallenberg. We are gathered here today to say goodbye to our dear brother in Christ, Lloyd Spenner. And as we do so, we will be following this order of service that is printed for you on the blue bulletin. We will also be using the burgundy-colored hymnal, which is in front of you in your pews. Our opening hymn this morning is Amazing Grace, which is hymn number 744. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In holy baptism, Lloyd was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all his sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." In the front portion of your hymnal, you will find the Psalms, and at this time, we turn to Psalm 23. And we will speak the entire psalm together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Lloyd and to all your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the reading of God's word. The first reading today comes from the book of the prophet Job, chapter 19, beginning with verse 23. Oh, that my words were written! Oh, that they were inscribed in a book! Oh, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in the rock forever! For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second reading today comes from the book of Revelation, chapter 7, beginning with verse 9. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand.
Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead. To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel reading comes to us from the book of St. Matthew, chapter 5, beginning with verse 1. Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. At this time, we join together in speaking the words of our common Christian faith, the same words that Lloyd shared with us so many times, the words of the Apostles' Creed. If you need the words to the Creed, they are found printed for you on the back flap of the hymnal. We confess together, "I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting." Our next hymn is "When Peace Like a River." It's number 763. You may be seated. To the family and friends of Lloyd Spenner, to those of you who are gathered here today to celebrate his life of faith, as well as to mourn its earthly end, and especially to you, Nina and Ruth and Joel, Lloyd's three beloved children. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. What are you feeling thankful for today? That was the question that was being asked last week at countless dinner tables around the country as friends and family members were gathering together for Thanksgiving Day. What are you feeling thankful for today? That was the question that was being asked on my television set when I woke up on Thursday morning and I turned on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and I was listening as I was kind of lost in thought, trying to process the news from the previous night that Lloyd had gone to be with the Lord. What are you feeling thankful for today? I can only imagine that this whole Thanksgiving weekend has been very difficult for all of you, especially those of you who have known and have been blessed by Lloyd's presence in your life for a whole lot longer than I knew him. But I can tell you personally, I can tell you just speaking for myself, that I have felt a real sense of loss since Elaine called me up on Wednesday night to tell me the news. Because I've shared this with the family beforehand, but Lloyd was one of my favorite people to visit. I mean, he was always so positive, so friendly, so welcoming to me. This whole last year, I've gotten to make regular visits to him in his apartment at Green Tree, sometimes at the hospital as well. He was always willing to sit down with me and chat about whatever's going on. He would tell me all kinds of stories about his life, and he would ask me questions, things that had just been swirling around in his brain, just thoughtful, interesting kinds of questions. We had some really great conversations over the last several months, and so I know I'm definitely going to miss him. In fact, I already do. But I can say that, like all of us, I'm looking forward to the day when we are all reunited in the eternal joys of heaven. So again, what are you feeling thankful for today? If I had to guess, this is probably not the way that you were hoping to spend your Thanksgiving weekend, preparing for a funeral. Maybe it's been harder for some of you to answer that question this year in light of the fact that Lloyd is no longer with us here on earth. You know, on a day like today, it can seem like there's hardly anything to be thankful for. When our loved ones are taken away from us, it's hard to smile and pretend that we're feeling really thankful. It's hard to put on that brave face and to say that everything is okay. And even though we may know beyond the shadow of a doubt that Lloyd is with the Lord, that he's free from the brokenness of this world, he's free from all of his pain and all of his suffering, it still doesn't change the fact that here we are on this side of heaven, and we are mourning. We are grieving. But you know what? When you look back on the 90 years that God gave to Lloyd on this planet, what you see is a man who always had an answer to that question, didn't he? I mean, it seemed to me like Lloyd was always thankful for the things that he had in life. He was always thankful to God. He would give thanks to God, especially for all of the people that God had given to him, all of his friends, all of his beloved family members, especially all you grandkids over there. Man, he was really proud of you guys. And what an honor it is that you get to serve as his pallbearers today. Lloyd was thankful for other things too. He was thankful for all of his hard work on the farm. I heard that Lloyd was instrumental in pioneering some farming techniques in this area, including irrigation and some other things like that. He was very thankful for those things. He was thankful for his military service. It was pretty obvious. If you ever had a chance to talk to Lloyd about the honor flight that he took last year, man, he was a man of little words, but he could talk for a whole afternoon about how great of an experience that was flying to Washington, D.C. Most importantly, Lloyd was thankful for the gift of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Gift of faith that God first granted to him more than 9 decades ago when he was brought to the baptismal font. He was thankful for the gift of forgiveness of his sins. He was thankful for the hope that he had in an eternal future. So it didn't matter what day it was, if you asked Lloyd, "What are you feeling thankful for today?" he would have had an answer for you. I mean, when you go and you think about all of the things that this man experienced in life, he was definitely the picture of somebody whose faith in Jesus Christ carried him through many different trials. And there were a lot of trials, weren't there? Think about the farm accident from years and years ago that left him with every bone in his back, every vertebrae broken. He was in a body cast for 6 months. And yet, he was thankful. Thankful that God had been with him. Thankful that God had preserved his life. Think back to 16 years ago, many of you and Lloyd had to say goodbye to Marilyn. And Marilyn, of course, was his beloved wife of 53 years, whom he loved dearly, and everybody knew it. And she passed away on Christmas Eve, 2001. You got to imagine how difficult it was for Lloyd to spend these last 15 Christmases without her. And yet he remained thankful. Have, of course, the diagnosis of leukemia, all of the difficulties surrounding that. And yet, again, Lloyd remained thankful. This year, 2017, had been a particularly difficult year for Lloyd. I remember it was back in January. It was just my first month on the job here in Hoyleton, and we were all gathered together in Nashville for Zandra's service. And she passed away January 10th. Lloyd was very taken aback by that whole thing. I know it was very hard on him. He loved Zandra so much. I mean, she was the one that really kind of kept him in line, right? And yet, he didn't fall into despair. That's not what I saw these last several months. Instead, what Lloyd did was he remained thankful. He was thankful for her. He was thankful for the time that he had with Zandra. Over the next several months after that, his health began to decline. One of the things that was really tough for him was his eyesight. He couldn't read his Bible anymore. He couldn't read his Portals of Prayer devotions anymore. And he didn't become cranky because of that. He would express to me how thankful he was whenever somebody took the time to read the Bible to him or to read a devotion to him. In fact, I think he liked it better that way anyway, because that meant he had company. And that's just the kind of guy he was. He just loved to be around people, and he didn't want all of the spotlight on him. He didn't want all of the attention on himself. In spite of all of the different problems that he faced, he knew that he was undeniably blessed. It seems counterintuitive to us to look at any kind of suffering in life in an optimistic way or in a positive way. And yet, that was definitely one of the themes of Lloyd's life. And it just so happens to be the theme of the gospel reading that we had this morning, that we just had a few moments ago. This famous teaching of Jesus here in Matthew chapter 5, this is known as the Beatitudes. And really what it is, it's a list of blessings for a whole bunch of people that don't really seem like they are blessed in this world. Jesus mentions people like the poor in spirit. He mentions the meek. He mentions those who mourn, those who are hungering and thirsting for righteousness, those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. I mean, these are the kinds of people that you would expect to be miserable. These are the kinds of people that you can picture sitting around the Thanksgiving Day dinner table, and somebody asks, "What are you feeling thankful for today?" And they're just looking at their food, not coming up with anything to say. And yet, Jesus tells us that these are the exact kinds of people that God considers to be blessed. Not because they've done anything special to deserve it, not because of anything they've done, but because our God is a God of comfort who picks us up when we are low and places us back on our feet. A God who is not content to let sin and death win. A God who has already won the victory by sending his son Jesus to be crucified and to rise triumphantly over all of this world's brokenness, so that even in the worst sorrow, even in the darkest anguish, even in the most intense mourning, none of that is any match for the one who turns to us and calls us blessed. And the same Jesus is the one who redeemed Lloyd. He's the one who promised Lloyd that this life and the sorrows of today are not the final answer. And I honestly do believe that's what led Lloyd to often say something that I learned he was known to say over the years, that what you're going through today won't be as bad tomorrow. You know, there's a lot of truth to that, because time does heal our earthly wounds. It does have the ability to do that, but on a much deeper level than that, there's an even greater tomorrow coming. A tomorrow that Lloyd already enjoys, a tomorrow that is free from sin and death forever. And it's because of that that we are actually able to say that we are truly blessed. Yes, even on a day like today. Yes, even on an occasion like this one, because we know that tomorrow is coming. And that no matter what may come, no matter what we may have to face, nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So I'm just going to ask you one more time, what are you feeling thankful for today? Thanks be to God, we actually do have an answer to that question. We are thankful for tomorrow, and we are thankful for an eternity of blessings which were made possible for Lloyd and for us by the grace and love of Jesus Christ. In his name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Our service continues now with our next hymn, "I'm But a Stranger Here." It's number 748. Please stand for prayer. Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy. Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy. Give to the family of Lloyd Spener and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy. Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead, in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy. Hear us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy. Receive our thanks for Lloyd and for all the blessings you bestowed on him in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with him we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. And to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and grant to you his peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace. In the name of the Lord. Amen. The closing hymn is How Great Thou Art, number 801. You may be seated.